Yeah.
Sunny 101.5. It's 5:34. Welcome to the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. You ready to take on Thursday?
I am.
You sound
like... You know what? We're rounding it down to a holiday weekend. Is there anything more exciting?
Yeah, that's the big. Yeah, it's a big weekend, that's for sure. Mm. But today, not quite as warm, but still 72 for the high. I mean, that's...
See, I think that's perfect.
That is perfect. You better
believe it. I got home from work last night, and my lawn was completely mulched. I hired my daughter's boyfriend.
And so he's a mulcher.
Well, I don't think it's what he normally does, but he did a great job.
Oh, that is important that you get that.
You know, while he was doing it, I was having dinner with girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing better than being like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I just need to do this.
You do.
Sometimes you just need to get out.
Right.
Like, we're in the middle of the graduation party, cleaning your house, planning. It's kind of chaotic. I think all of the families out there going through the same thing get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nonstop. And my girlfriend said, hey, we need to go out to dinner. And my initial instinct was, oh, gosh, I don't have time for that. And then my husband said, you need to go.
Man, that's good. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna pay someone else to do the mulch, and I'm gonna
sure.
Go. It was the best.
Leave the mulching to someone else. It's 46 now, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know, it all started with a high schooler's Kindness Week challenge.
Kindness Week challenge.
Yeah. Brennan Gold's eighth grade teacher, Ms. Wadkins, she challenged the class to do something nice for somebody every day for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little did he know this challenge would lead to a wonderful friendship with 84-year-old Miss Ann. He committed to sending her little goodies every day for a week, and then that blossomed into a habit of checking up on her and delivering gifts regularly long after the challenge was over. So we're now on 5 years.
Yeah.
Brennan still visits Miss Ann every month with flowers, smoothies, chocolates, and more.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about everything from his high school life to his college goals, and they found they share a mutual love of chocolate. Don't we all? Ms. Ann is always eager to hear about what he's doing, what he's up to, and loves to share her own stories from a different time. They've become very good friends, with Brennan treating her like an adopted great-grandmother. Brennan's mom says, the best thing a teen can do is befriend someone older, and I'm so glad our son has added more sunshine to our life. I always hope he remembers their conversations, their fun talks, and the joy he brought her. And Miss Ann's family is grateful for the friendship as well, because they can't always be with her. And they say Brennan's kind heart has brought more sunshine into her life, and she has inspired him in return. And I have no doubt about that. You know, older folks are so wise. They have so much perspective. And, you know, sometimes when you're going through something that just seems like this, you know, just incredibly stressful or tragic thing, sometimes they can put so much perspective on it, having lived such a longer lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So what a cool story.
That
I think
is.
It's so true. To find those maybe unusual friendships, adopt a great grandmother or great grandfather, and see what happens.
And wow. That Tell Me Something Good was brought to us by Spa's Factory Direct, Grape Road in Mishawaka, next to Rise and Roll, serving Michiana since 1989.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:57. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, died yesterday. Mm-hmm. She was 83. Turner died after a long illness in her home near Switzerland. Oh. It's unclear currently what she was battling. The legendary performer first found fame in the 1960s as part of the Ike and Tina Turner Review, which churned out chart-topping songs until she left him after years of domestic abuse. She overcame a lot, personally and professionally, and later made one of the greatest musical comebacks ever as a solo artist in the 80s.
Oh, she was huge.
Yeah, she was huge. She won 12 Grammy Awards over the course of her career, including Record of the Year for What's Love Got to Do with It.
Mm-hmm.
Her life story was told in the 1993 hit film What's Love Got to Do with It, and in a Broadway musical, Tina. A private funeral ceremony is expected for family and close friends. Man, so many celebrities paying tribute to Turner.
Yeah,
Oprah Winfrey said she was a role model not only for me, but for the world. As she said, once she claimed her freedom after years of domestic abuse, her life became a clarion call for triumph. And Barack and Michelle Obama issued a joint statement saying Tina Turner was raw. She was powerful. She was unstoppable. And she was unapologetically herself, speaking and singing her truth. Through joy and pain, triumph and tragedy. Wow.
But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it.
Rest in peace, Tina. Well, meanwhile, Ed Sheeran made band practice memorable for some Florida students. Ed toured the Sunshine State last week and stopped by Middleton and Blake High Schools and gave these young scholars tickets to his concert. He also contributed some guitars to the school's music department.
Oh, yeah.
And in one video, Sheeran snuck into practice as the band was practicing and playing his song, Eyes Closed. And so cool. The band members got emotional when Sheeran sang his hit, Perfect. Gosh, that's a band practice they'll never forget.
No kidding,
right?
I ain't gonna forget that.
Man. In an interview with Page Six, Jay Leno revealed, well, he's fine. He feels luckier than most people following his two separate motorcycle and car fire accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I knew about the explosion, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever heard about this motorcycle accident. Apparently, he was in some sort of motorcycle accident and broke multiple bones back in January. So he jokes about his past incidents, saying that, hey, bad things happen to everybody. I have no reason to complain. He says he knows he's just lucky to have the financial resources to navigate it better than most. So he says, I just make jokes. Meanwhile, Jay is appearing as a celebrity guest judge on NBC's Hot Wheels Ultimate Challenge, which will premiere on the 30th of May. It'll see motor fans attempting to build life-sized Hot Wheels of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show for him to be a guest judge on, don't you think?
Yeah, it'd be
perfect.
Good.
Well, Paul Simon says he has lost most of his hearing in his left ear. He told The Times his hearing loss came on quite suddenly, saying that nobody has an explanation for it. Everything became more difficult. And he said he was frustrated and annoyed because he thought it would pass and it would repair itself. And, well, that's not happening. So Simon,
he's not the only one. There's a lot of rock stars.
You think it's just
issues.
The exposure to all the loud music?
I think it is, don't know.
Well, Simon retired from regular touring back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we finally know the name of Khloe Kardashian's son. After a ton of secrecy, the reality star revealed that her baby boy's name during season 3 of The Kardashians, his name is Tatum. So she has Tatum and True. And then she said, naming a human is really hard. It is. Naming a human is really hard. Khloe and ex Tristan Thompson welcomed baby Tatum via surrogate in July of 2022.
Sounds like all these months later.
That would be a good game show.
Welcome to Naming a Human.
Oh my gosh.
Three contestants with no names. It's your job to. Okay, whatever. All right.
I love it. All righty, let's do some birthdays in your best announcer voice, Jack.
Okay.
Allie Raisman.
Allie Raisman. Allie Raisman is a...
you don't know who she is.
I have no idea who Allie Raisman is.
Or Raisman, it could be.
Oh, well,
does that change it?
It does.
Yeah, I think I'm saying it wrong. I think it's Allie Raisman.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Now, does that help? When I actually pronounce the name right, does that help?
The only thing I can think about is...
the Olympics?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
So 38.
Two-time Olympic gold gymnast.
Two-time
Olympic gold
38.
Gymnast. 29.
I was totally lost. Help. I feel like I'm in a field by myself. Help.
That's funny. How about Mike Myers? This one's going to be a little easier.
Mike Myers Powers. Mike Myers is... he's got to be like, man, he might be this big six. I'm saying 60.
You're right. He's 60.
How about that?
I had to do a little
math in my head, like when the Austin Powers movies were and all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I got it.
And Octavia Spencer.
Man, I do know who that is. Octavia Spencer. Yes, Octavia Spencer is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be 50.
53.
Good job. Well, it's time for our life hacks now to make life a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out your junk drawer, are you? No, that has nothing to do with junk drawers.
No, but you know what? It's getting warmer out. Some steamy temperatures on the way. And as I was looking through some life hacks, I was like, okay, this is one that I wish I had known years ago. So you're getting out the baby pools, right? Those little pools that you blow up, especially the plastic ones or the blow up inflatable baby pools. And they're slippery. I mean, have you ever stepped in one of those and almost ate it, like fall?
Yeah, because it's slippery.
So yeah, you just need to get some of those little bathtub appliques, you know, from the dollar store or wherever that you're supposed to put on a bathtub. To keep it from slipping, you just put that on the bottom of the pool.
Same concept.
Same exact concept.
Yeah.
You know, give you some traction, keep you from slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Really good for kids and toddlers. I just thought that was a really good one.
I think it is. Here's another good one. When someone asks you, hey, how's your son or your daughter, your sister, brother? How they doing anyway? When you reply, give them the first name. Just say, Joe's doing fine. Because chances are they don't remember or know the person's name, and you're just helping them out.
Yeah, just helping them out.
Just helping. So if someone says, hey, how's your son doing? Oh, hey, Joe's he's doing real good. Just do it like that, all right?
That's a good
policy. Well,
that's
you tell
a
Joe.
Policy.
Oh, that wasn't my son. I was just joking. That's
that's what you would do.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.